The state is releasing nearly $33 million to pay for pre-grading, drainage structures, and other work. It should begin early next month and conclude in November of next year. State Senator John Sullivan says the bypass is key to a larger transportation network.
This is the last, really the last segment, you might say, of the whole Chicago to Kansas City expressway. And so this obviously is a very important last link in that whole process.
Sullivan says the money comes from a bond sale initially authorized by lawmakers in 2009 to pay for construction projects across the state. He says it's not yet known whether there will be enough money left to pay for paving the bypass or if lawmakers will need to approve another multi-year capital bill. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.